Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode on Live, Laugh, and Learn with yours truly. So today I am coming to you all, and the message is titled, Yielding as Parents, the Importance of Us Yielding. Now, I came across this message while I was reading Hosea chapter 3. And if you have not read Hosea, especially if you're married and if you're in a courtship and what have you, I urge you to read this, but you need to read it in context and see what the Lord is trying to tell you in the midst of this story with Hosea and Gomorrah. And when I tell you, I learned about this actual story maybe a few years ago. One of my friend, she actually told me about this story, so I said, I'm going to look it up, and it's just saying, you know, just showing the grace and goodness of the Lord, but also showing the sternness of the Lord as well. So when I read Hosea 3, what actually came to mind was just so powerful, and I'm going to actually pull it up so I can read it verbatim. And in this actual chapter, it talks about how Hosea's wife, we know in chapter 2, Hosea's wife went back to her previous life before being married, which is prostitution. And this is a norm for Gomorrah. This is just her norm, and this is her environment. So if you think about that, put that in context as far as parenting. What is the norm for you? You kind of like result back to that versus what the Lord is telling you to do. You're like, well, Lord, this is what I'm used to doing. So because I'm used to doing this, this is how I'm going to operate, and I'm not going to listen to you. But even in the midst of, I can say that if you think about this in the natural, even in the midst of Hosea marrying her, I can almost assure you, in the natural, if we were to think about this, he probably had some doubts, like, Lord, you telling me to marry this person that is in prostitution? Like, why would I do that? But the Lord had a plan for even that situation that he would probably prefer not to go into, right? So even in that, the Lord's hand was in that. So in Hosea 3, it talks about how the Lord spoke to Hosea to tell him, go get your wife. And as a result of the Lord speaking to him, telling him, go get his wife, he had to do some things that cost him, where he had to pay money to get her back. He also had to buy several bushels of barley and measure of wine to get her back. And once he got her back, he actually spoke to her to give her certain things that she could do, certain things she cannot do, right? So as I look at that, although this is talking about a story of Hosea and Gomorrah, and I understand that it has context that is not appropriate for children, and that is why I'm speaking to you as parents on what this story is telling and what it tells me. Even in this story, Hosea had to yield to what the Lord was telling him to do. He had to yield to his help. And as I was thinking about that, I'm like, okay, well, I know what yielding means, but that's what came to mind when I read Hosea 3, verse 1. We have to yield. When the Lord tells us to do something, it may not be what we want to do, but yielding is releasing our thoughts and our control to what the Lord is telling us to do. And if you're thinking about that, think about this. If you're driving, right, you're on a highway or you're on a four-way intersection, right? By law, you know what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to yield, but not many of us do that, right? Come on now. I know I'm not the only one. I have been in a position, okay, I'm on the highway, I'm driving, and yes, we got oncoming traffic, and I'm like, I'm in this third lane. I'm not yielding. Y'all need to speed up so you can get in front of me. Yes, I've been convicted of that. And I know I'm not the only one. And sometimes that's because you don't want to reduce your speed. But if you're thinking about it, you're in the third lane, which means you are going slower than the actual people in the first and second lane. So if you want to maintain your speed, you just need to hop over to the next lane towards your left and not stay in the far right-hand lane, which is the slow lane, because it is to equip you for the oncoming traffic so that you can decrease your speed more, or so that someone coming on the highway can get on the highway with little to no issues. But there has been times where, like I said, I'm not reducing my speed, or because I'm in a third lane trying to speed up to get over from someone in the first or second lane. No matter what the scenario is, you still have to yield. And here's what came to mind is, do you want to be right more than you want to yield? And if you take the scenario on Hosea and Gomorrah, or even driving, you want to be right, okay? So let's just say the person driving, you're like, no, I'm right. You need to move faster than me because I'm in the third lane. But that could cause an accident, right? You have heard of many people getting in accidents because I can't think of the actual term, but you're actually that person and you're actually like competing for the actual position in that lane. So that can cause a accident in that scene. But if you're yielding decrease accidents. So that's why you have to yield, so that you can not only protect yourself, but you're also protecting those who are coming on to wherever you are. So I'm just thinking about that. When we're talking about parenting, we want to be right so much. And I can tell you, I want to be right a lot, especially with my son, which is now 21, about to be 22 in December. I want to be right a lot. No, you do this because I had to be mom and dad. No, you do this. This is what I told you you need to do. This is right before my eye, right? And what that calls a child to do, as I'm looking back on that, that calls a child to typically think about, what if I don't do it that way? What if I do it that way? So it gives the illusion to them that your parents want to be right so much, but what if they're not right? So they tend to rebel against what you're telling them to do, right? Because they want to test the water. And as parents, us being right should not be a major factor, because yielding to what the Lord is telling us to do pertaining our children. And we know that we ain't without flaws. We know that we're not perfect. We was once children, and I know I gave my mama a run for her money, but I will tell you this, that my mom, she did discipline us, and she did more so, you do this, you're living in my house, and XYZ, but I will say that I'm not going to say she was a relaxed mom. She was hands-on, but not so much hands-on, but she allowed some things to take place so that we can get in a position where the Lord speak to us and move on our situation. She taught us to have a relationship with the Lord and encourage us to attend Bible school and what have you. But I will say that even though she wanted to be right, she also yielded more than she wanted to be right. And, you know, of course, my mom, at the time, she was going through some things herself, because she was a single mom raising five little children. And if I'm to look at that and to model that, I have to refuse to be in control all the time. And some of that is you don't want people to view you a certain way, or you don't want your child to end up this way. And it's a lot of influence on your child, especially today because of where society is and where culture state society is. Then you have all these gender identities and et cetera. There's so much stuff that's going on to give our kids opinions, giving our kids options. But when we take a step back and when we keep them in prayer versus drilling them, we have to pull back just a little bit to say, I have to yield to what the Lord is telling me to do. Even when it came down to, you know, my son, the discipline with my son versus my daughter is totally different because she's a girl and he was a boy. You know, I had to be mom and dad for him, you know, and with her, you know, I co-parent. So with my daughter, I have to take a different approach. I'm like, okay, Lord, I can hear him more. I wasn't where I was in my faith with my son with where I am with my daughter. And, you know, I'm actually married as well, been married for 5 years. So I just look at how God shifts and how God just allowed me to yield because the decisions that I would normally make, let me tell you something, it may not always be a nice decision, but it was a decision that I made because I wanted to be right and I wanted a certain result, but the result was not to my liking. It was more so rebellion. I'm encouraging you as parents to think about the areas in which you're trying to be right. Is that your child, who your child is hanging around, what they're watching on TV, and what they're doing in church, just different things, because we all have to grow, and we all have grown. Some of us, well, actually most of us have more growing to do than some, right? And one thing I realize is that if you keep getting the same results, that means something you're doing may not be necessarily right. Like for me, okay, if you have past failure with a certain matter, that will put you in a position where you need to think, why am I keep getting the same results? Why are people saying this? What is it within me that I need to change so I can get a different result versus looking at someone else to say, okay, well, I need you to do this so that this can happen, but that may not necessarily be the end result if you look at it. Because if you're having the same matter regarding the same person, then that is a option for you, or opportunity, rather, for you to stand up and yield to what the Lord is telling you. Some of the things that he tell you to do, it's not going to make sense. Just like Hosea, it didn't make sense. Like, Lord, you telling me my wife left and did this, and you're telling me to go get her? No, I'm not going to get her. Let her stay where she's at. Come on, that's a human reaction. You know, think about it. As parents, that's a human reaction. No, if they want to think they grown, let them think they're grown. They're going to fall on their face and they're going to come back running. That's just like the prodigal son. But the dad welcomed the prodigal son, and he even had a party, a feast for the prodigal son when he returned. But the prodigal son, think about this. The dad did not go get the prodigal son. The prodigal son realized what actually happened, and he came back. He's like, okay, how many more of my father, higher servant, have more than what I have? So he went back realizing what he gave up. And as parents, we have to relinquish that control to know that wherever your child goes, if you yield to the Holy Spirit, yield to praying, and yield to not always being hands-on and not saving them, God will, I'm a living witness, God will work on them in the right time. It may not be when you want to be right. It may not be right away. You have to allow God to humble them in the way that only he can. Only God can speak or move on their circumstances. We can't do that. We are not omniscient. We're not everywhere seeing everything. No. But in the midst of yielding, God will start to show you things so you can put the piece of the puzzle together. I'm like, wow, now I see why this happened. Oh, wow. I thought this was the truth. And no, it wasn't the truth. So there are many different things that God has shown me as being a mom, And some things I was prepared for, some things I wasn't prepared for. But that's part of yielding to my help, because I know as a parent, I can't do this alone. We know life is going to happen. God don't expect you to do it alone. That's why we have Jesus, which is the perfect example for us to follow him. And a perfect example, just like in this story, the Lord said to Hosea, what is the Lord saying to you? Whatever he's saying to you, I'm encouraging you to be obedient and yield to what he's saying to you. Yield to the help that he has given you. I always revert back to Hebrews chapter 4. And this scripture was in a time where I needed it. And I said, you know, thank you, Lord. And I became one with the scripture. And in Hebrews 4, it says, we have a high priest that can sympathize with our weakness, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet sin not. So that's letting you know Jesus know exactly what you're going through. So he's been through it, but at the end of it all, he didn't sin. So what you need to do is yield to your help and don't sin when things are not going the way you want it to go, or when you always want to be right and you don't see you being right produce the results you want to see. That's the opportunity for you to yield to your help and yield to what he's telling you to do as a parent. Until next time, this is Mary on Live, Laugh, and Learn.
Thank
with
you for
yours
taking
truly.
The time to listen Bless. To tonight's episode. For more information on booking products, services, you are welcome to visit motivationalmary.com. Remember to live on purpose, laugh often, and learn something new in Christ.